What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Down Once More. It is our first episode of October. It is a Matt solo episode today. And as this is releasing, it is Whiskey Wednesday. So cheers. We got some Whistle Pig rye going on, the piggyback. I guess I should take a drink if I'm cheersing. So cheers. I'm recording this on Monday night. And so 2 days till the episode goes, we are going to do a 1 day turnaround thing because tomorrow night I have a Nickelback concert. Yes, a Nickelback concert, but tickets were $20 and I have heard that they put on a great show. So I figure, why the hell not? I live like 5 minutes from the place it's going to be. So we're going to do that. I'm sure Rayleigh and I will discuss that more on next week's episode. I'm still kind of sick. I have this cough that I haven't been able to shake. So it's going to be a fun episode. We're going to go. This is going to be like, it's going to seem like an ad episode and a promotional episode. And it kind of is. It's going to be our first truly like grab a bag episode. We've done on one of these minis in a while. I'm going to do some recommendations, talk about some new products and things, some new movies that I watched that I would highly recommend, and a little preview of what's to come for the week. So it's a mini episode. We're going to keep it short, sweet. We're going to keep it fun. So let's get into it. First thing I'm going to talk about is this little thing that I got. It is a Lumi keyboard. It is a MIDI controller. And now one thing you may know this if you've listened to the podcast, I am not musically gifted. I've wanted to be. And so I'm going to teach myself keyboard and I can program this, do all sorts of, there's lessons you can connect with it. You can do all sorts of fun training soundboards with it, things like that. So in theory, in a perfect world, I don't know if you can hear that. It's coming through my phone because I have it connected to my phone now with that. It'll come through there. I will make us a super cool intro song at some point. Probably never. But in theory, that's what I'm going to do. I have this for a couple weeks now. You can connect multiple ones to it up to, I don't know how many. It's got 24 keys. You can adjust the octave you're going down and everything. It's fun. Has lessons with it to teach you how to play the piano, how to play around with it. And then there's software programs that you can just have fun mixing things, creating sounds, all that fun stuff. But those of you who are like sound engineers or actually know music are probably just wanting to wring my neck because of how unintelligent I sounded in my mentions on that. But more to come on that as I get a chance to play around with it more. I've been insanely busy the past few weeks, so I've not got to play around with it as much as I would like. The other thing I got is this. It is a Wakeiko Nanopresso. I have some other things with them. I have the Pipa Mocha, which is basically allows you to do like a French press style type thing on the go. You pack a pod full of coffee grounds, put in the hot water, you spin it on that one, and it makes you a great cup of pressed coffee. This does espresso shots. So I have now become addicted to espresso. I was always a coffee fiend before, but this has now been my go-to. I just make it directly in the cup here. Basically, I got the Nanopresso capsule adapter on there. If you're not watching, this is a really boring, pointless thing. So skipping the time codes, you might not give a shit about this. Put the pod in there, screw the attachment lid on. It punctures it. Put water in here. Pop out the plunger and turn upside down and pump the espresso out into the cup. It actually makes a great espresso shot. So I've been doing lattes just for the most part, though. I've just been doing straight espresso shots, just doing like four of those a day. It's super fun. I also use it with the grounds too, and I have the barista kit extension where you can do doubles with it, longos, and it's been really good and delicious. So recommend that. It's been fun. I've had it about a month so far, and it works great. I love it. Quick, easy, painless. Next up is I just finished a rewatch of all the Saw movies. Those were like one of my guilty pleasure movies. And honestly, like the traps and the kills and the torture porn type stuff, the genre that Saw is kind of known for just blowing up, is not what I do for it. Some of the traps are inventive, but actually like the through story and the mystery between all of them and the intertwining connective tissue is very intriguing to me. One thing I noticed in my rewatch, because part of the reason I did a rewatch is Saw 10, Saw X, whatever you want to call it. We had this debate when Fast 10 came out. It just came out this past weekend, and I want to see it, so I wanted to do a rewatch first, because it jumps back in the timeline, according to the trailers. And man, after the first Saw, there is a pretty steep drop-off. But after the fifth Saw, because there's a total of 9 in the Saw universe before, Saw 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then it goes the final chapter, which was Saw 3D when it was released in theaters, and then Jigsaw, and then Spiral. After 5, they fucking drop off a cliff, hardcore. 6 is iffy, but the final chapter, Jigsaw, and Spiral are rough. I saw Spiral was the only one that I saw in theaters, and that's the one with Chris Rock. That's from the Book of Saw is how they advertise it, because Chris Rock is a huge Saw fan, apparently. It's got Samuel L. Jackson, too. It's the only one I've seen in the theater, and I saw it with a buddy, and afterwards, I gave it a really high rating. But as I rewatched it, it dropped significantly for me. Chris Rock is just not right for this type of movie. It just took me out of it so much. And so I have a friend, Rachel, that I did the Fast X. I'm going to still call it Fast X because that's more fun. The Fast X review with, and the Succession review with her and Steven. She's a big Saw fan, and she saw the new one, and she gave it 10 out of 10, and she bought the Jigsaw popcorn bowl. So we've been talking about when I get a chance to see the movie, we might get together and do a bonus episode on here. So stay tuned for that. That could be coming. But yeah, the first Saw is by far the best. It's more of just that drama, the intense. And another thing I've noticed as we get into high definition and high quality and 4K and everything with these Saw movies, I prefer them in their gritty original form, the grainy. I don't need to see 4K tortures and murders. That's just not at the top of the list. So keep it kind of grainy. I feel like that's what these movies should be. They should seem like lower budget kind of grimy movies instead of super polished and clean and pristine. But just a note there, a little bit of a follow-up to last month's musical review episode on the last 5 years. One thing, because Rayleigh and I got back and forth and kind of heated at some points there. And one thing I do want to kind of call out and notice that I meant to mention on there, but we didn't. It's important to keep in mind that everything we're seeing from these characters is from these characters' point of view. So everything we're seeing when Jamie's singing is Jamie's portrayal, how he's viewing Kathy in those moments, what's going on in his head, how he's justifying his actions. And everything we see from Kathy singing is her point of view and her reaction to how she's feeling, how Jamie's actions are making her feel and everything. And so I think, like we said on there, ultimately Jamie is the villain in the piece of shit, but really these are two flawed people who are just going through things in their lives and maturing in their early 20s and what they're going through, trying to juggle and balance their career ambitions and their lives and what is their priority and dealing with a relationship with unreasonable expectations out of you. And that's Jamie's unreasonable expectations for Kathy, that and what he expects out of her as their relationship progresses and goes on, and just how his view of her changes. So another thing I meant to call out is, because I did look it up, Jeremy Jordan is Jewish. So him singing Shiksagadis, it's not Stolen Valor. He is Jewish. So fun fact. I did have a thing about fan accounts and Swifties, but that might save, I might save till next week so I can get some backup from Rayleigh and not take all the heat on that. Some unfortunate news in the entertainment industry is Heels was canceled. I've talked about it a few times on here. It was on when I was giving my list of top picks. It was an honorable mention one because it only had two seasons on Stars. Heels is, it's a professional wrestling drama. It stars Stephen Amell and a whole bunch of people. Mike O'Malley's the showrunner for it. He played Kurt's dad in Glee, and he plays one of the main characters in it. He is the head of this kind of the rival professional wrestling one in their Florida Dystopia Wrestling, who plays a much more prominent role in season two. But it got canceled 10 days after the season two finale aired. Stars made the announcement that it was canceled. Now, Mike O'Malley did say now that the writer strike is over, they are actively looking for a new home, and he feels pretty confident that they'll find a new home. He said they have a lot more to the story to tell, which season two ended on a cliffhanger. I'm not going to go into too many details because I don't want to spoil it, as I'm sure you're all going to go out and watch it, help boost those streaming numbers. But I thought season two was a lot of fun. I think this show did her. It's pretty neat show. Kind of targeting like a professional wrestling. I feel like people already kind of view it as kind of childish and it's fake. And I go to, like I said, I got into professional wrestling in 2020 with WWE WrestleMania. That was the very first professional wrestling thing that I actually watched. And I just have a lot of fun with it. I think the athleticism is crazy impressive. A lot of the storylines and stuff, and even some of the matches can be rough, but there have been some fantastic storylines over the past few years. It's just a lot of fun to watch play out. Last night, got back from, had a 6-hour drive. I was out of state park with the in-laws, had a 6-hour drive home, got home, watched AEW had their Wrestle Dream pay-per-view, and I wanted to stay up because there were rumors of a big premiere, not premiere, of someone switching over to AEW from WWE, big debut, and I wanted to stay up and watch that, and it was awesome. Like, when there's something big like that, it's just great to see the crowd reaction and that enthusiasm, and just, I don't know, there's something about it. It just brings a big old smile to my face, gives me some goosebumps. It's so much fun. So professional wrestling is fun. Give it a chance. The heel show kind of peels back the curtain. Like, it has some good wrestling with it. That, like, they have actual professional wrestlers in there that have cameos. Like CM Punk was on there. And then Jordan Grace is more of an indie wrestler. She featured in Florida Dystopia Wrestling, and there's been a number of others that have had like small cameos throughout it, and it's been a lot of fun. It, like I said, it kind of peels back the curtain of them writing the storylines, coming up with these story arcs, the different, the heels, the faces, everything with that is a lot of fun. I really hope it finds another home. I really want to see what happens next with it. And so yeah, Heels canceled. I mentioned in the last thing, the writer's strike is officially over. The actors are still on strike, though. So SAG-AFTRA is still striking. If I remember right, they are now striking as well against the video game industry. I don't remember if that vote went through, so don't quote me, but there are rumors of that. I know there are some visual effects artists that had started a union, and there are rumors of them striking against Disney and Marvel. So we'll see if that comes up this week. So by the time this airs, it'll be out, is the season finale of Ahsoka, which has been one of my favorite Star Wars things that has aired, honestly, since I've been into Star Wars. I didn't watch the prequel series when they first came out. I saw them years later. I thought they were fun, but I always really enjoyed Star Wars, but I was never like crazy gung-ho in it and everything. Now, as I've been older, I watched J.J. Abrams, well, the first and third ones, but the new trilogy, watched that. And it was okay. Nothing really captured everything for me. I thought Rogue One was good, not great. I felt like Solo gets a lot of hate, but it was pretty decent. Mandalorian season one was fantastic. It's been a lot of fun. Book of Boba Fett was rough. Andor, I thought, was pretty good. It was just more of a unique, like, gritty thriller with it. The Obi-Wan series was okay, but Ahsoka has been really good. Now, I say that as someone who watched some of the animated series, the Clone Wars, and then Rebels. I never finished Rebels. And Clone Wars, it was more of a playing in the background sort of thing, so I'm not super well-versed on that or anything. And so I don't know if people who don't know the Ahsoka character from those really connect with this live-action series as much, but where I have kind of like a passing knowledge about her and everything, it's been a lot of fun. It's had some great lightsaber fights. It's gone into some of the more mystical side of Star Wars a little bit too. The special effects have been great. The action has been great. Oh man, I'm blanking on the name. The actor who plays Baylan Skull in it is, I want to say, Ray Winston. Let me check. This is really bad. But no, Ray Stevenson. I apologize. Ray Stevenson has been great in this role. And fortunately, he passed away before the series aired. He could really get his flowers. But Ray Stevenson was just a fantastic actor. He portrayed Blackbeard in the show Black Sails, which is my favorite Star Wars series of all time. I've referenced it on here a couple times. And he is just crushing this role, the monologues that he's had, his delivery. He is so good as this character. So I kind of hope they wrap up his story arc nice, so there's not hanging threads there, or they don't have to try to face the decision of, do we recast or not? I'm not sure anyone else could really capture it as well as he has in this character so far. But shout out Ray Stevenson for that. But the Ahsoka season finale is this Tuesday night, so last night when this episode comes out. So I'm really excited about that. Like I said, it's been the most excited I've been about a Star Wars show in a long time. Last two couple quick notes, and we'll wrap up this episode. A couple new movie reviews. I recently watched the movie Talk to Me, which is an Australian horror movie. And it is one of the most unique and intriguing horror movies that I have seen in a long time. I love a good horror movie, and this one has some jump scares, but it doesn't rely too heavily on it. It has a really interesting lore at its center. It's one of those that it feels like a modern horror. Like, there's so much use of social media and technology in it, but not in a hitting you over the head with it way. Kind of similar to Bodies, 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 I feel like was more of a modern horror movie. It was more leaning into the kind of hitting you over the head a little bit more with the modern technology or millennials, that whole thing, or Gen X or Gen Z, whichever generation they were going for. I sounded really old there. They were leaning into that a little more in Bodies, Body, Bodies. It's a lot more subtle here. But highly recommend, if you're into horror movies at all, Talk to Me. Fantastic. Next movie I'd recommend I watched recently is Bottoms, which is a comedy with Rachel Senna and Ayoade Debrie, who Ayoade Debrie was in The Bear, which I love The Bear. So good. She's the main chef there, along with Jeremy, whatever his last name is, don't hate me. And it is a comedy basically about these two girls who decide to start a fight club in order to get laid. It is it is a mix of everything. Like, it's kind of satire, not quite to not another teen level movie, but like, it is gory, it is violent, it is crude, but not like too much where it's cringy. And I loved it. It's one of my favorite comedies I've seen in a long time. Bottoms and Joyride crushed it this year. And I feel like those are ones that haven't, Bottoms especially, I didn't hear it talked about that much. It went on digital pretty quickly after the theatrical release. And I thought it was great. I feel like if you are looking for a good comedy, check out Bottoms. Both Bottoms and Talk to Me are only available. They're not streaming anywhere yet. They're available on video on demand. So you can rent them, buy them, all that fun stuff. So I also watched No Hard Feelings, the Jennifer Lawrence movie, and I thought it was good. It did a little bit too much of the, oh, trying to teach you a lesson, more than what I want, and like not as much a straight up comedy, a little more of dramedy isn't the right term for it either. I don't know. I've said on here, like, I miss when movies just used to be fun. I don't always want to have to think or have to get a message from everything. I just want it to be enjoyable. I can shut my brain off a little bit and just enjoy what I'm watching. You put something out there, a fun product, and that's what I want. And No Hard Feelings was close to that. But then they get into some of the like morality and looking at the heart of the issue and things like that. But it was still really good. I think I gave it 3.5 out of 5 stars on Letterboxd. If you're ever interested in checking out my Letterboxd, it's in my bio on Instagram, I believe. It might not be anymore. At one point it was, but message me. I'll send it to you if you want to get the hookup. I would say the biggest surprise for me in Bottoms as well was Kaia Gerber. She was really good in this. I hadn't seen her acting and everything. I knew her more from modeling, but she was so good in this. So shout out her. The whole movie was great. Bottoms, Talk to Me, check them out. Highly recommend. And that's going to do it for this mini episode. As always, make sure to stay tuned to our socials. Instagram's where we post most of our updates. I might be killing the Twitter page soon. Or the X page, sorry, the X page. May be killing that soon. So may just go to Instagram for where you can find all of our updates. As always, the best thing to do is just subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube. I'm revising my goal, because it was unrealistic, and this is still unrealistic, but I'm still going to go for it. I want us to hit 50 YouTube subscribers by the end of the year. That's it. Right now, we're sitting at 38, so it's doable. If a third of you know one person who you think would enjoy it, ask them to subscribe. You don't even have to watch it. I'd love it if you watched it, but hey, just seeing that number grows warms the cockles of my heart. So, subscribe to the YouTube, comment on our videos, comment on our posts, interact. We love hearing from you guys. DM us on Instagram, whatever. Reach out to us. Tell us what movies you want us to see next. If you have random suggestions for things you want us to do a set list on, like things to be stranded on Desert Island with, like we did that. We're looking at doing another episode of Shut the Fuck Up in our next week's episode. So stay tuned to that, to see if Rayleigh steals the crown back from me or if I will remain our champion. Reach out, let us know what you want to hear. And I'm not going to do it. I always do this. I always point out things I do wrong, and I'm not going to do it. So you can go on a hunt, figure out what it is, comment what you think that I'm mad at myself for constantly doing these last few episodes. And like, comment, subscribe, all of that fun stuff. Subscribe everywhere. You don't have to just subscribe on one thing. Subscribe on both Apple Podcasts and Spotify and Amazon Podcasts if you want everything. Do all the subscriptions. But do all of that. And then, most importantly, don't forget to go down once more. Later.